So it's Cookie here on the Bay. Hope you are well. And on the show today, we have Ali Campbell and Astro from UB40. How are you doing?
Hello. Great.
Yeah, we're doing well, thank you.
Good stuff. Now, we got this new album that's due out. What made you decide to go with kind of a Greatest Hits Unplugged album? How did this come about?
Well, it's actually an unplugged Greatest Hits album.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, the Unplugged was a project, basically, that we started about 18 months ago. We were being asked to promote the Silhouette album, but they wouldn't have the whole band in the studios because the studios are too small for our big band. So we started doing a lot of acoustic sessions. We did about five of them, and we changed the songs each time we did the sessions. So we ended up with
10 songs.
Yeah, enough songs to make an unplugged album, which we'd never done before. And inadvertently, we discovered a new genre of reggae, which is called cuddly reggae. So, and the unplugged that we've done is basically the first instance of cuddly reggae that we know about. Yeah, it's a reggae album without any bass for a start, which is unprecedented. You know, drum and bass is what reggae is. You know, so this has no bass on it because it's acoustic. And that's why that's what makes it cuddly. There's no intimidating.
Yeah, there's no intimidating factors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it feel a bit odd that this is for Astro? Did it feel a bit odd doing a slightly different version of Red Wine? You know, the famous bit that you put into it.
Well, no, because we always stay true to the melody. You know what I mean? So I'm only doing exactly what I do every night on stage. You know what I mean? And Ali's just singing exactly what he sings every night on stage. You know, the only thing that's missing is the bass line, you know. And so to us, it's been a joy to do, actually, you know what I mean? And all the tracks seem to have taken on a whole new.
Well, you concentrate on other things, don't you? Yeah. Because of the lack of bass, it's, you know, when you first put the album on, it strikes you as being a bit odd, and then you get used to it, and then you notice different things because... You just do because it's a different figuration, you know. The fact that there's no bass opens you up to listen to different things in the song, you know.
Yeah, so it's sounding more like now, you know, it's how you'd imagine to be sitting in a rum shack out in Jamaica and a couple of musicians just turn up with, like, you know, a couple of bits of percussion, you know what I mean?
And a little... The shaker and a banjo.
And I didn't just sit down and just banging out some tunes and, you know, it's that kind of warm vibe that... gives off inside, you know what I mean? And
plus, of course, they're all hits, so everybody knows the tunes anyway. And along with the Unplugged album, we've got probably, I'd say, it's the greatest hits selection, but it's the best one so far, I think, that we've done. There's been a lot of greatest hits and very best ofs and very, very best ofs. And and this is, it's just the greatest hits, year before it's greatest hits, but it's got all the four number ones on, and it's got...
eight self-penned tracks.
Yeah, so it's all good.
It was funny, you know, we went to see Neil Diamond when he was on tour, and we went to see him in Blackpool, and he did Red Red Wine, and he had a go at doing the Astro bit.
Yes, we've witnessed it ourselves.
Well, he does a reggified version, doesn't he? He does a reggae version of Red Red
it's
Wine.
It's an arrangement, yeah. And yeah, I killed myself laughing when he says when he got to my bit, it was red, red wine. It makes you feel so good, even if the words aren't understood. because obviously he didn't have a clue what I was saying. You know what I mean? But at least he acknowledged it, although he hasn't acknowledged us in person.
No, but we're going to send him a bottle of our new UB40 red wine.
I've heard about this. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We've got a Bordeaux Superior coming out. It's a lovely little number. It's made of Merlot and Cabernet Franc Cuvée. It's a charming and elegant wine, as it happens. Lifted aromas of jammy fruit interwoven with mocha notes.
He's not reading that.
Supple palate.
He's not reading that off the label.
Smooth and easy to drink.
Of course not.
With an excellent balance and a long finish, mate. Yes. So, we're going to send him a bottle of our...
Yeah, and it'll make the perfect present to marry with the...
With the cuddly reggae album.
With the cuddly reggae album.
It's a perfect gift for Christmas.
It's a perfect stocking filler. It sounds good to
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.